Now, we've got the team in the studio. We've got the very noisy Hannah Banana Barker.
You're good, Melanie.
That was quiet.
Or shall we do you want me to say any louder?
No, that's fine, thank you. And we've also got, oh gosh, it's Josh in the studio as well. And we have the one, the only Josiah as well. We're going to be doing a lunchtime social debate next. Well, this lunchtime, 12 o'clock. We're going to be talking about what happened last week.
Just what happened.
What happened. We're also going to talk about, touch on the festival as well, because you went to the festival, so did I. But anyway, right now it's time for Interesting Facts, which is an idea that Josh came up with. Just into that microphone, Josh. Have you got an interesting fact that you can share with us off the top of your head? You were talking about it out there. It's gone. You've forgotten it, haven't you? It was about Fridays. We'll come back to you. Did you know that the average woman uses her height in lipstick every 5 years?
What?
That can't be true.
No.
That's insane.
That's wearing too much lipstick, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the average woman. So I mean, you're slightly smaller than the average woman.
I don't wear lipstick.
You don't wear lipstick?
No.
So you don't then? So, you know, you're not the average woman then?
No, I am overall woman.
Above average.
Yeah,
above
average. I am overall woman.
Now, what about, is it Cheryl out in the office there?
Sherry.
Do you reckon she uses, how tall do you reckon she is? About 5'7"?
Yeah, about
that. So 5'7" in lipstick every 5 years.
No.
That's a massive lipstick, isn't it? That's a lot. That is a lot. When you think about it, that,
yeah,
that
it
can't
is a
be
lot.
Right.
But I feel like lipstick's a bit rubbish, isn't it? Can I just?
Well, just
you have to keep redoing it.
Yeah.
I've never been to this experience, but I feel like everyone they say like you do it in movies and you see it on TV and people just keep constantly redoing it.
Yeah,
it rubs
what?
Off.
What is the point of wearing lipstick?
Yeah, I say that as well.
I mean, you are a bloke, so it doesn't really.
All right, okay. You've missed out on this, Josiah. Because every week, for some reason, you yawning. Is that you yawning? every week you mention fridge. Okay, and on the 29th of May, it was officially put a pillow on your fridge day. But only if it walks towards you, right? Cherophobia. Any idea what cherophobia is?
Scared of chairs?
No, not chairs. Any ideas?
No.
No? Any ideas? No? Cherophobia?
Cherophobia.
Cherophobia is a fear of fun.
Oh.
No. How can you have a fear of being fun?
Yeah, exactly. I used to go out with somebody that was definitely that, had that problem.
Who was her name?
I can't name and shame, can I?
Come on, tell us.
Right, okay. Human saliva.
Oh, yay.
Human saliva has a boiling point 3 times that of regular water. Did you know that? Obviously not by the look of your faces.
I don't really, like, look up saliva facts.
What about if you lift a kangaroo's tail? What can the kangaroo not do?
Who?
No. If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, what can't it do?
Hop.
Exactly, it can't hop.
But it will punch you.
Very probably. okay, billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females.
What is the logic in that?
I'm just trying to work out how that is actually done.
They bend over.
Do they, like have friends?
No, because it's they urinate on their own heads. Billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females.
I don't know how that works. Do they have to, like, lie down?
Or that people know part. And,
that one makes quite a lot of sense.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're going into too much detail there. And thinking about it too much, maybe. Okay, the person who invented the frisbee was cremated and made into frisbees after he died.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
Polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting.
86?
86.
Oh, poor penguins.
Poor penguins?
Yeah.
Now, I'm guessing that's real life penguins and not the penguin chocolate bar. what else have we got? Should we do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. Movie trailers were originally shown after the movie, which is why they were called trailers. So they show trailers after. That makes sense, doesn't it?
No.
It does, doesn't it? Because it's a trailer.
No.
It's like that trailer that caught fire on the road yesterday. It caught fire and had to let it go, so the car got away, but it was on the back. If it was on the front, you'd have all sorts of problems. Trailer, that's... I mean, it's in the title, isn't it? It's a trailer.
Yep. It's promoting the film.
Okay, here's another one. Think about this one as well. An eagle can kill a young deer and fly away with it. That's incredible when you think about it.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful.
They are pretty powerful, but then, you know, them deers are not light, are they?
You want to go back to the polar bear thing?
Okay, polar bears.
Does it say penguins?
Yeah.
They don't live in the same continents.
Well, that's what it says here.
They live, like, one's north and one's south.
Polar bears can eat as many as 86 penguins in a single sitting.
No.
Polar bears live in the Arctic and penguins live in the Antarctic.
Well, like people, they move around, don't they?
Yeah, but not like an entire world. Like, you do get penguins.
Well,
like,
I'm only reading
Europe.
What it says here. We should check this out.
I'm just looking at the BBC.
You're just taking this feature far too seriously.
Well, it is interesting facts.
All right, have a listen to this next song, because it is Squeeze.